To my five precious grandchildren, Olivia, Lorenzo, Miles, Ethan, and Julia. This book is the story of your great-grandparents and their children. You are the products of my mother's and father's hopes and dreams for a new beginning. You have my unconditional love and blessings. Go forth, flourish, and help keep this great country of ours ever greater. Our life here began as Italian immigrants, but we are now all proud Americans. Part 1, Chapter 1, Juliana. Few people outside of my immediate family know this, but for the first 5 years of my life, my name was not Lydia. It was Juliana. My mother had chosen this name for me as a way to remember her homeland, which was then part of the Friuli Venezia Giulia region of northern Italy. The Second World War had ended, and communism was coming to Pola, the small city on the southern tip of the Istrian Peninsula, overlooking the Adriatic Sea, where my family lived. The Yugoslav partisans, who were communist-led, had fought as guerrillas against the Nazis and fascists, and had taken over the government of Yugoslavia when the Germans were defeated. As part of the 1947 Treaty of Paris, our city and most of the Istrian Peninsula, which had become part of Italy after World War II, was given to communist Yugoslavia. The redrawing of borders sparked a mass exodus from the area, with more than 300,000 people fleeing to Italy to reclaim their Italian citizenship. Many of them had deep Italian roots. They spoke Italian, and their families were Italian. Many of them migrated to Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. My parents planned to join the migration, but my mother was pregnant with me, and they knew that travel would be difficult. There was also the question of where to go once we crossed the border. Refugees were being placed in camps, and my father was not comfortable with the idea of my mother's giving birth and caring for an infant in such a place. They also had my 3-year-old brother, Franco, to consider. The war was still raging when my mother gave birth to him in July 1944. With the collapse of fascist Italy in 1943, the Germans occupied the city and used it as a U-boat base, making it a target for Allied bombardments. The family had no money for clothing or food, much less furniture, so my mother fashioned a casetta, a wooden cradle, for a little Franco, from a spaghetti box, marked with the word fragile on two sides, and she fitted it with a mattress of corn leaves. When he was 5 months old, two bombs were dropped on Pola. The minute the siren sounded, alerting residents to the bombardment, my father assumed his role as driver of the fire truck for the Pola town arsenal, Cantiere Navale di Scogli Olivi. My mother awoke to see pieces of the ceiling falling onto her baby's cradle, and she hurried to his side, grabbed the spaghetti box with Franco inside, and ran to the bomb shelter. At the end of the war, Pola was under the Allied forces when my mother became pregnant with me. The exodus of the Italian Istrians were still open, and many of my mother's friends and relatives were moving to Italy, because Istria was soon to be under the Yugoslavian rule. Food was scarce, and jobs were scarcer. Still, my mother was an Italian school teacher and had the possibility of finding a good job somewhere in Italy. Her supervisor had requested a teaching position for her in Brescia, a city at the foot of the Alps, between Milan and Venice. The position supposedly included housing, so my father loaded all of the family's furniture onto his truck and traveled there to set up what was going to be our new home. He was lucky he had a truck. Many of the optanti, opters, people who had opted to leave Istria, loaded their belongings packed in crates and boxes onto trains. Some would go towards Trieste, Italy, the free territory, their horse-drawn carts with piles of pots, pans, chairs, tables, and other furniture, as high as the cart could handle. I recalled the stories that my grandmother, Nonna Rosa, would tell me about how some of those optanti had even dug up the bones of their deceased from the cemeteries and took them along in boxes. They could